State officials are proposing electric vehicle tax credits and an expanded network of charging stations on state roads as part of their efforts to reduce carbon emissions. But they're still not sure how much it will cost or how to fund their plans. WFAE's Michael Falero has more.
Governor Cooper wants 80,000 electric vehicles on North Carolina's roads by 2025. He also wants to lower the state's overall carbon emissions to 40% of 2005 levels by then. Those are two parts of an executive order the governor signed last year to create the Climate Change Interagency Council. Governor Cooper addressed the council last week.
Every single North Carolinian, from hurricane victims to farmers, have felt the effects of climate change. So this is an imperative for this administration because we know the challenges that lie ahead.
The Department of Transportation wants to build a network of vehicle charging stations along state highways. This will be funded with $4.6 million that is part of the Volkswagen settlement. North Carolina received money from Volkswagen following the company's diesel emissions scandal a few years ago. DOT also proposes a tax credit of $7,500 for electric vehicle purchases. And the state has identified more than 500 vehicles in its fleet that it could replace with electric vehicles. There are no plans for how to pay for these last two proposals and no estimate on how much they will cost. A spokesman for the governor's office says the council's focus is to provide ambitious goals for reducing the state's carbon emissions and not to attach a specific price tag to any initiative. But any funding will need to be approved by state lawmakers. Democrat Christy Clark of Huntersville sits on the House Environment Committee. She says funding environmental initiatives isn't a priority for the current Republican majority. She also says the committee hasn't held many meetings with state agencies to discuss their plans.
I think we met one time, but other than that, the Environment Committee has not met during this session.
Two Republican committee members did not respond to requests for comment. The Climate Change Interagency Council will meet again in November. For WFAE News, I'm Michael Falero.